It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, and Peterlin Distributing.
Passes a shot!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembra.
All right, thank you very much. It is time for the Mel Pearson Show. Coming off a sweep of Lake Superior State over the weekend, it was a very short night for some of us, and including Coach Pearson, making the trip back after a game yesterday evening. Coach is with us, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to go, talking about Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. Congratulations, Coach, on the big wins over the weekend.
Well, thank you, Dirk, and, it's a lot easier to come in the morning after a short night when you've won a couple games. But it was a good ride home, and I'm really proud and happy of the way our guys played. They put in a real good effort this weekend.
They did, and the mistakes that we made, I think, were typical of early season mistakes. But everybody seemed to get better, and we've got a lot of, as you mentioned, secondary scoring, good spread out of the scoring throughout the weekend.
Well, we did, and I think that's one of the strengths of our team, if not the strength of our team, is our forwards and the depth of our forwards. We've got a real good group there and led by our seniors and our upperclassmen. So it's good to see the upperclassmen and get off to a real good start. And then the freshmen just sort of, they're finding their way, but they put in a real good effort for us also.
I thought they did. All of the freshman forwards that were out there played very well, and it seems to me like your decision making is going to be more difficult at now as we go along, because some of the veterans that are playing well are going to have to play even better to stay in the lineup.
Well, we have some competition there, and competition is healthy, and we had a couple players that we were not able to travel. We can only travel 22, so we had to leave a couple players home. A guy like Evan Anderson that had had some injuries, so he just maybe was a little off, but he's looked really good. Brent Baltus has come back in real good shape, a lot stronger than he did last year. He's looked good. And then we also have Mason Blacklock, who missed quite a bit of the summer this year with some knee issues, mm-hmm. but he's looked really good lately also. I can go on and on, but we have some depth there, and we have some competition. It makes our jobs as coaches difficult and tougher, but that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. We gave up the first goal in both games last night, or this weekend, I should say.
That's our new plan, Dirk. We're going to get behind and come back. That urgency, sure.
But we did control most of the play throughout the weekend. It was nice to see that.
Well, I think we did for the most part. I thought we didn't get off to a real good start the first night, and you knew that would happen. I mean, they've got a new coach, obviously, with Damon there, and they're playing at home, and I think their team was pretty fired up on Saturday night, and I thought we got off to a little slow start on Saturday, and then the third period. So I didn't like our very first period of the weekend, and I really didn't like our last period of the weekend. I thought yesterday in the third period, it's human nature. You've got a big lead, and you get comfortable, and the other team's down, and they're going to throw everything they can at you. And I thought we just weathered the storm and hung in there in the third period yesterday. But having said that, overall, really pleased with our team.
Penalties, though, were an issue over the weekend, weren't they?
Well, they were, and that's what got us into trouble, I think, both nights. We took too many penalties, especially in the third period of the first game. We gave an opportunity to get back in the game, right. And obviously they scored one goal there in the third to tie it on Saturday night, just after our player came out of the penalty box. And then, last night we got in some trouble. We had a real good start yesterday, Sunday, and real good start came out. I think that, shots were, 9-1.
I don't think they got a shot for the...
Not really. Yeah, and we were playing extremely well, and then the penalty started. And, we had, I think they had a few, we had a few, and that sort of disrupted our game. And we have to learn from that, Dirk. We have to learn what are penalties. You have to learn how to manage the game. And also we have to understand that, we're deep. We're deep. And the strength of our team is going to be able to play four lines on a nightly basis. And if we can do that and get everybody involved in the game, we'll be a much better team.
Let's take a look at Saturday night's game, the first game of the weekend, where we did go down 1-0 very early in the contest at the 2:42 mark of the first period.
Play down in the left wing corner of the Michigan Tech zone, trying to haul it out of there. It was Tanner Carroll. It's bunched up. Finally, it comes loose to the front of the Husky. Goal, and a save made by Jamie Phillips in front of shot. Pressure by the Lake State Lakers, and it's 1-0 Lake State here in the first period.
What happened there exactly, Coach?
Well, we I've talked about this a little bit yesterday after the game, is our defensive zone coverage has to get better. And I thought we were just a little, loose in our defensive zone where we didn't pick up coverage. We got caught watching the puck. So they had one good scoring opportunity, and then they dug the rebound out. And we all got all five of our players on the ice at the time. We were watching the puck, and they had a guy standing right in the slot. And we had one guy on each side of him, but not actually with him, and the loose puck came to him, and he's in a real good scoring position. He made no mistake, but we did not do a very good job of manning up and playing good tight defense in front of Jamie on that goal.
No, we came back though and tied it up. The first of two comeback goals to tie it up in this game at the 7:22 mark or 7:02 mark. It was Reed Sturles who gets credit for his first goal of the season. David Johnstone, Alex Patan get the assist.
1-0 Lakers, but it's been all Michigan Tech here. As now Hannah for Candela down low. Back up top, Hannah rolling puck for Patan. Holds it down now for Johnstone. Left side, shot towards the goal. Save, rebound is there. Loose puck, they score!
Now they give it to Reed Sturles. There were three or four Michigan Tech sticks there, and we weren't sure who actually got it, but Sturles gets the goal.
Well, good movement on the power play. We had an opportunity. We created some penalties there, and then obviously, we've got that first unit is real good. You know, they haven't had a lot of practice time, but you could obviously see in the game they know what they're doing. And obviously we got a good shot from David. David can shoot that puck, Johnstone, as well as anybody. And Reed was in front of the net with Blake, and we did have some traffic. And obviously Reed got a piece of it or just knocked it in as it's going over the goal line. So big goal. We'd had a pretty good first period. So it was important for us to get that goal because the goal will give you some energy and some life on your bench and through your team.
So we tied up at that point. How worried going into the weekend were you of our power play with Damon knowing it so well and us really not changing it up a whole lot?
Well, we didn't really change it at all that first group, but it's unique in itself that there's enough movement, so mm-hmm. you can really create some outnumbered chances, and I think they did a real good job. Damon knew what was going on, and you could tell, but still, if you can execute and make the passes and you get some movement on it, then you get some confusion on the PK, and I thought, for the most part all weekend, we had a real good power play, and those guys did a real nice job.
Garrett Clement takes the lead again for Lake State. This is one that went over the short side shoulder of goaltender Jamie Phillips. This comes at the 12:22 mark of period number one to give Lake State a 2-1 lead.
Sweeney with all kinds of time after a Laker line change on the fly. Sweeney brings it up, loses it, gives it away, and here comes Clement across the line on the turnover. Clement with a shot. Clement over the shoulder, short side on Jamie Phillips, and the Lakers have their second lead of the game.
Well, I don't know if there was some scouting there or not, but that was the first of two goals that went over that same shoulder. Jamie gave up. Did he want that one back, Coach, or was that just a fantastic shot?
Well, it was a good shot, but I think he'd like it back. He got caught deep in his net, and obviously he went down. When you see the video, there's a good clip of it from behind the net, and you see Jamie drop before the player makes any move. And as soon as you do that, you expose the top of the net, and I thought Jamie went down way too early on that. But having said that, we were having a good game and we made a bad turnover mm-hmm. in the neutral zone. We tried to do too much, and I thought at times this weekend our players tried to do a little bit too much instead of just keep things simple, especially on the road. You can't give the other team any life, and unfortunately the first game we kept on making a couple mistakes, which you knew we were going to make. I mean, it's our first game since last March. So when you think about it, we haven't had any exhibition games, any games at all. So you're going to have some mistakes. And, we made a couple, and obviously they capitalized on them.
This next goal was really, one of the big goals of the weekend, getting a late first period goal to tie it up 2-2 with Alex
Patan. Up to center ice for Patan, now for Gillies. Gillies taps it off for Carroll. Carroll slides through, makes a play to the front of the net. Shot in a goal! What a play by Tanner Carroll, and Patan buries it on a one-timer. We have a 2-2 hockey game with 1:19 remaining.
Tanner Carroll had an awesome game. That was a great play to slide down there, get between the linesman and the defenseman, and they get down there, and Alex Patan was right there on the money.
Well, obviously, I think it all started before that. Alex Gillies made a real nice play, and you can see he's going to be a heads-up player with some skill.